Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I don't know what I just listened to. Please don't play that again.
The draft remix.
I must have missed where we're picking number one overall here. All right, you know what? Hard fade, David. Hard fade. That's out. We got a lot of things.
Jam it or slam it?
Yeah, that's a
slam.
Slam.
Okay.
That doesn't work for me. Listen, draft's Thursday. Everybody just calm down. And yes, we have a lot of draft stuff, but it's going to be different. I mean, what I'm not going to do is take an hour and a half to talk about a fourth round pick. Not doing it. We have fun draft stuff. I am going to bring back a reprisal of Who Am I? Draft Bust Edition, where I have curated Steelers, Lions, 49ers for each of my cohorts, if you will. We'll get to that later today. We have big, luscious, black rumors. We're going to get to those. We are going to talk about the play. You've made a mistake. And Uncle Brad, your Uncle Mike, we've tried telling you. I have told you, Brad has told you, don't fall in love with a player. Don't do it.
But
you have. Because you've been reading old Space Helmet, Mel Kiper, or you've fallen in love with a player. We're going to get to that at 3 o'clock. So we will. Now, what we're not going to do is that draft day hype video. I'm sorry. I'm out on that.
Guys, can I interrupt you for 1 second?
Well, you already have.
Oh, well, so, let me do it again.
Yes. Georgia Spring Game.
Kenny, you've already flushed the toilet. Don't ask if you could use the bathroom. Yes, what's up?
Did you guys happen to watch any playoff hockey this weekend? Saturday or Sunday?
Yes.
You took a little bit of that in?
I watched Hell on Earth. It's called Islanders Hurricane.
Right. But when you were watching those games, did the thought ever strike you that, man, one of these things is not like the other? The Red Wings just played, and they don't look in any close-by neighborhood to the hockey that I watched this week. This weekend was fast, intense, high speed.
Well,
sometimes good goaltending,
that,
sometimes terrible goaltending.
No, it's funny you said that because I was like, okay, I'm going to watch the Capitals because have been the Wings.
This is what our future could have been.
We all did the same thing. Are we all coming to the same thought process?
Yeah, so it was like, okay, let's see how the Wings would have fared. Maybe you go in there, you jump and get a, you know, win first game because you're kind of hot.
And 5-1.
If the Red Wings would have been playing in that game, do you understand the dismantling we would have watched? As either our goaltending would have failed, we would have jumped to a 3-1 or 4-1 deficit right away, right off the bat. I mean, they didn't look like they would have belonged in that game this season. So, I don't know how you could have come away with anything from this weekend going, man, I don't think Steve Yzerman's rebuild is on track right now.
Hold on. I'll tell you what. I like where Kenny's going with this. And we have all week to do draft, including I know we're doing something at 2:45 and I know at 3. You know what? F it. Hijack. Let's do this. Kenny, I'm guilty. I did. And no, I'm not going to comp out Colorado and Winnipeg because that's an unsustainable pace.
That's a crazy outlier game that you just have to avoid. But that was a crazy hockey.
But
it did seem like the better teams were the better teams, and they showed you why they were the better teams.
I
felt bad for Toronto because at one point they were on a 4-on-3 and had a chance to take a lead and
Rico, like, let me teach you a lesson. Never feel bad for Toronto.
You know you got to shoot. You got to shoot the puck.
That is correct.
Score.
Like, I feel bad for Canadian hockey fan because they haven't won a cup since 93, which is beyond bizarre. But what I've been told in a quarter of a century of living here is you're never allowed to feel bad.
That is correct.
For Toronto.
That is correct.
Thank you. I'm glad we've... All right, so here's the question. Kenny went down a path here. It's how can we keep saying collectively, and I don't think we're guilty of it, and for that reason, I believe we are made fun of. How can we keep saying how sure we are of the rebuild if the minute we watch playoff hockey, it looks like two different sports? I always, Rico and I have this conversation, Kenny, of like, watching college football, and then there's watching Georgia. And you're like, we're not playing the same sport.
Watching the SEC championship game.
Right. In
and
that
then you watch
sense,
Iowa.
Like, yes, you turn on Nashville and Vancouver. You turn on the Islanders and Carolina. You turn on the Rangers and the Caps. The Bruins exerting their dominance. How can we say the rebuild's on track if we are still that far away in year five quality-wise? Because you know what I was thinking this weekend, Kenny? This was the weakest bubble in a decade.
Yes.
In the NHL, as far as the last team in. We call everything now a bubble. But think about it. I mean, if you had gotten in, the Rangers would have absolutely murdered this team.
But think about it. It wasn't a race because, you know, it was just all of these teams really wanted the prize. It was almost hot potato. Yeah. No, you could have it. No, you take that eighth. No, you take it.
Who's the one team that didn't poop their pants is essentially what it came down to.
Mm-hmm. And if you thought you were going to go into that game that Washington was in and somehow not get dump trucked by the Rangers, I got some bad news for you.
So was this weekend a reality check for Red Wing fans? Did it change your perspective? Is that where you want to go with it, Kenny?
Yeah, did it change your perspective, and is the Steve Yzerman rebuild on track? Because to me, it seems like if it were, that game would have seemed like an attainable goal for you, a game that I'm not saying they would have won that series, but they would have at least looked like a legitimate hockey team. They would have allowed three or four goals in the first period.
Do you know what I'm afraid of? I'll tell you what I'm afraid of. I am afraid of Kenny Holland's prophecy coming true.
10-year plan.
If we really think about this, if we're not allowed to be upset after year five, and I'm not getting into one of these straw man arguments with the bots. I'm not doing it. No one's talking about firing Steve Yzerman. But if they didn't make the playoffs after 6 years, I can we at least say pressure? So here's my point. If they made it next year.
Because your goalie's not going to be here for another 2-3 years.
Right, and that's even if you have one. Shout out Eric Fichaud. I've seen so many bad goalie prospects. It's the idea of if they don't, let's say they make it next year and predictably get aced out. Now you're into year seven. Like, winning a Stanley Cup is the goal. So what, I admit this, like, we see it in the NBA where if a team makes it, they finally get in. It's the last scene in the movie Glory. They climb up the hill and there's 8 million bayonets in their face. You're dead. You don't win it right away. It just doesn't happen. I'm nervous because what Kenny's saying is not wrong. I think you and I felt the same thing. I didn't realize we were going to talk about it today. You watch those games and you go, oh, we didn't belong here.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want this.
Yeah,
smoke.
Let's see how the Wings would have, okay, if they would have played.
Let me help you.
Had a one of these things are not like the other kind of a feel to it when I look at how the Red Wings did this season.
And again, Kenny, I know it's a slightly different thing, but like I feel that way with the Islanders. The Islanders aren't on the Hurricanes level.
No, now, they're not, but they at least try to elevate themselves to playoff
can,
level
but
hockey.
It's the idea that Carolina won't allow you to breathe, that the games will look closer based on style, not that you're actually close to them. Carolina's very comfortable playing a 2-1 game.
Yes.
They will choke the life out of you. They will take the pace, take the space, take the oxygen in the room, and deflate all of it. It's just this idea, how can we keep saying, well, Yzerman's setting us up to be good for a decade, if we're 5 years in, headed towards year six, and Kenny, who is hockey elite, Rico and I are not, But we're all walking away with the same feeling, which is we are nowhere close to these teams.
It didn't even look like they could have stood a chance, though, is my problem with it. It's not like when Washington was playing that game, I was like, well, they're just not as good. And I get that. Ovi's very old, and this is an old hockey team.
How about him being held without a shot on goal in a playoff game for the first time, I think it's in 6 years?
That is how you beat Washington in the playoffs, is do not allow number 8 to shoot the puck. But
shoot the puck!
I was shoot the puck guy for a lot of that. But at the same time, I came away with it thinking, man, if the Red Wings were in this game, dump trucked, just 5-1, 6-1, especially with our goaltending.
So let me ask this question, and we can do it multiple ways. If you think Kenny and all of us are crazy for feeling the way we're feeling, tell us why. But if you agree with us, I know you're not comfortable admitting that you're nervous about Yzerplan or that you're unsatisfied because you'll be attacked. Let's face it. You'll be thrown in the pillars. They'll hit you with tomatoes. The bots will march to your home and drag you out of it. But it's this idea of how can we feel both ways? How can we say we're nowhere close, but then the first thing you're told is, it's going to be great, I promise. At what point do we meet in the middle a little bit and go, all right, this might not be it? Because again, I think it leads us to this summer has to be a big summer. And the problem, you got to pay Raymond, you got to pay Sider, you got to get some dead bodies off the roster. I don't know what your pathway to a goalie is. I wonder. Let's throw the number out. I'm fine doing this for a couple segments because Lord knows we're going to do a ton of draft today.
Well,
and
I didn't know that everybody had felt the same way when they watched that game. It's like, okay, seriously.
It was watching several of them and you just walk away going, we don't belong here.
Right, well, like all the good teams played like good teams.
Correct. And Detroit would have looked like trash. And in the back of my mind, Mike, you already said it. How can Yzerman get here and make Holland's comments true? He's supposed to be better than Ken Holland. And we're going into year 6, and we have to have a outstanding offseason, an amazing offseason.
Well, it's like a transformational offseason.
Right, year 6, because let's just say you make the playoffs in year 7. What's your expectation? It's probably first round and done. So now you're at year 8, and hopefully you're ahead of the curve.
It just starts to add up pretty quick. And I just wonder, because people still keep saying, well, Steve's setting us up. Like it's almost like the Ilitch PR firm is doing the same thing with the Tigers and the Red Wings. We are trying to build for long-term success. It's like, that's not even really a thing. You know who's a cautionary tale of long-term success? A good 5-year run? The Islanders. The Islanders make the playoffs every year. They've made the conference finals twice. They've been within one period of going to the Stanley Cup finals where they would have been absolutely destroyed. The point is, the Islanders, they're not going to get home. What are they, plus 6,500 to win the cup? And guess what? They'll make the playoffs again next year. But they have no farm system. They're butted up against the cap. There is no be good for 10 years. This isn't 2002.
No, that's even more frustrating. But I think you would rather take that than not making the playoffs.
I agree. I'm saying Kenny admitting that his viewpoint on the rebuild is jarred based on seeing what playoff hockey looks like. That's striking because no one believes more in Yzerman than Kenny.
Well, Kenny also wanted him fired.
I didn't say those words.
Kenny. Say that. I didn't say that.
When you say those words in the same sentence, even if there are other words we deleted, you open yourself up to that slander. 248-539-9797. We'll take some calls. We'll get some ticket texts. We've got a blitz later in the hour. We're going to talk draft all week and do it in a fun way.
It will even be down there later this week.
Hooray.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we get to the people in a moment. Kenny kind of hijacked it, but I kind of dig it. The idea of watching playoff hockey this weekend, I think it was pretty jarring. You go, you know what? Even if the Wings got in, blasted. Now, yes, there's value in the experience for the younger players. It's more about a statement of February 28th, 29th, feeling like this team was turning a corner, was hot, they were going to be dangerous. I think reality has set in is that they're nowhere close. And that makes you wonder about the rebuild. That if after 5 years, you are, from a quality standpoint, nothing more than a postage stamp in the first round, even if you get in,
speed bump, yeah.
Does it make you feel different? I can't chastise Kenny for that. I know there are people in this town who will. It's almost viewed as like heresy or you know, you can't say that about Jesus. Well, Kenny just did.
Well, no, but when you look at this team and really all the teams at the bottom, nobody wanted that last spot. It was
the worst last spot playoff drive in my memory.
Yeah.
I would certainly lean on the Hockey Elite if they want to try to prove that wrong. I don't think they can. So I'm with Kenny on this. In that, yes, I thought the same thing. And I go, how can we keep saying it's all going to be all right when in essence it's all going to be all right is the Kenny Holland prophecy.
And all jokes aside, I mean, nobody in here is trying to fire Steve Yzerman. All drops aside, nobody's actually trying to fire Steve Yzerman. But the man's not Jesus anymore, guys. That's my whole point. The rebuild's not on track, and that's fine to admit without shipping him out of town. I don't think that's an issue.
No. No, it's not an issue, and then it's also just where he should start feeling some pressure.
Is this summer the one that needs to be the transformational summer?
Yeah.
And if you listen to some of their press, you know, their media availability the other day, it doesn't sound like they're going to fast-track any of these young kids, which means – great, another year of what? Roster filler? So, David, what do the ticket techs have to say? I mean, are people responding? I mean, we have some callers to get to as well.
The roster and farm system was trash when he took over. You can't sit here and say, wah, we don't belong if we made it.
Stop. Just please, I'm begging you. I'm begging you. Guys, it's the equivalent of 5 years after Matt Millen or 5 years after Quintricia or 5 years after the ML car disaster in Boston. Like, guys, how long are we going to use your little talking cards, your little talking points? Every GM who takes over a team inherits bad. That's like giving an excuse to every quarterback drafted. Well, they went to a bad team. It gets to a point where it just becomes intellectually dishonest. Mm-hmm. He took it over, and yes, it was bad. Yes, there were bad contracts. Yes, they're still paying Justin Abdelkader, even though it's $1 million a year. I get the principle of it. I understand it. But 5 years in.
Five years in, he should feel the pressure. He should not get the Brad Holmes treatment where you just say, you know what? Whatever he does, I'm okay with.
Right. Brad Holmes has earned that right to a point because they were a quarter and a half from a Super Bowl.
So it's not like what Kenny is saying. You're not saying fire him, but yeah, I think it's okay to say, you know what? This man should feel some heat. He should feel some pressure to get some results soon.
Sorry, not according to some of these.
I'm sorry to everybody. The first ticket text of the day is indicative of this. I don't know why, guys, why are we so far apart on this? Why is it that I am amazed that the opinion Kenny holds, or here, I will jump in the lifeboat with Kenny and say that we hold, or if Rico wants to, that's not a fringy hot take, first take kind of opinion of just saying, hey, I'm a little nervous. Hey, I'm getting a little antsy. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Kenny is wrong. Look, I am not saying the Wings would beat New York because they are the President's Trophy winner for a reason, but the Wings match up better than Washington. Wings have much better depth, Sam, and Grand Rapids. I watched the Avalanche versus Dallas game a few weeks ago. I'm not a hockey fan at all, really, but it was the most exciting game I've ever seen, and the Red Wings are nowhere close to competing at that level. Another person says, even more nervous after hearing Steve Yzerman's presser. That is from Rizzo in Troy.
Yeah, Riz, I got to be honest. You know, it sounds like Lalonde is back. It sounds like Lalonde wanted youth and Yzerman didn't. Is that a sign that Yzerman knew he had to win a little bit more? Did the competitive juices take over? And what exactly is the pathway this summer? Cap space going to get evaporated. Then you got to get a little more creative. You know, and if I have to keep hearing about, well, you know, the guys we have are better than the Berggrens of the world or better than the Caspers of the world. Okay, that's fine. Except if them being better than them still doesn't get me to the playoffs or get me anywhere close to even flirting in the first round, then what are we really doing? Go ahead, Kenny.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying this is the offseason, I think. I think this is where we're really going to start to see the pressure on Steve Yzerman from people like us, not the Steve Botts, because God knows they're never going to put any pressure on the guy. The way I look at it is this has to be your splashy offseason. And what did he do before last offseason? He lied to our faces and kind of was ho-hum about it. I'm assuming that's what he's doing now.
Yeah, I'm not taking the comments and getting scared about those. I'm more nervous about actualities and pathway. Now let's go to the people. Let's see what they have to say about it. I don't think, Kenny, your opinion's crazy. I don't think you should be shamed for that. Let's go to Randy, 97.1. What's up, Randy?
What's going on, fellas?
Randy, how you doing today?
Good, man, good. I stand before you guys conflicted. I remember calling in a couple months ago, and I was four flags. I was four car flags at that point, guys. And, you know, we were 9 points ahead of Tampa. Mm. People were buying season tickets. Playoff tickets. People were talking about, you know, who wants to get in on my playoff tickets, and I was one of those guys. But, I mean, I'm a diehard, right? And I know a lot about the farm system, things of that nature. And I read an article, and it's basically saying, I wouldn't expect Shane Gostisbehere back. I wouldn't expect Perron back. I wouldn't expect Kane back. And Yzerman's talking about how Berggren and even Albert Johansson on the D end should be making the team next year. One of Carter Mazar or Nate Danielson or, you know, some of these guys are going to make the team next year. So at 91 points, it was – maybe, you know, some people are happy that we made that gradual uptick, but this is going to be a completely different team next year. I mean, the strides that were made that we can actually look at that are positive, number one, for sure, Raymond.
Yes.
Sider had a great year, you know what I mean? I think Larkin has taken steps to becoming, like, a legitimate number one center when people question that. I don't think people are questioning it anymore. They shouldn't, in my opinion. And that's where we're at. Now we're relying on guys like who's on our second line. DeBrincat was missing for half the season. You're Jonathan Berggren, who couldn't crack the lineup, is our savior. I don't know. I mean, you need Jake Gunkel.
All right. Randy, you just said it. And look, I am happy to admit I sure as hell don't have the answer. Randy, when we start talking about, all right, well, now we're going to get younger. Okay. Here's a problem with that. There is absolutely no guarantee, and the odds are heavily stacked against you, that those kids will be as productive, much less more productive, than their veteran counterpart.
I mean, I couldn't agree more. To be honest, I think a season with Edmondson is going to help. I hope that Johansson's, ready. I think, the Pelinka kid in Sweden, he's a couple years away, but he looks like a stud. But what are we going to do at this point? I mean, I guess the trouble that I have with all this is it's taken longer to get to this point, but if we started over, we're not going to be any better off. We're just kind of in this place right now where it took a little longer than expected for Yzerman to get us here. Mm-hmm. But what other option do we have? We
don't have any.
Be frustrated.
No. And you start to think maybe this is why Steve was slow playing a lot of these guys and saying, I know you want them up here, but they're not ready yet. They need just a little more seasoning.
So let me ask you this before I let you go. So, Randy, you know the tenor of the topic. The whole angle is, Kenny watched the games this weekend, and it was an aha moment of going, holy hell, we're nowhere close. Are you more confident, less confident, the same in the Yzer plan as we head to a very impactful summer here in season six?
I would have to say that going into this season, I had really high expectations. I thought the bare minimum that we should have done was make the playoffs this season. So here I am. I think my expectations were high going into this season. They're very tame going into next season because I think this team is going to look a lot different, and you're not going to be able to put much merit into the strides we made this year because a lot of people that helped us make those strides will not be on this team next year.
Yeah. Randy, appreciate it. And again, I don't think Randy's unhinged. I don't get how talking sports and treating Steve Yzerman as a human being is somehow blasphemous. I just don't. This town ran Joe Dumars out of town. Mm-hmm. He won championships as a player, brought you a championship and unparalleled success as an executive. And the only greater indignity than him being tossed in the garbage on his way out was the poor guy's house catching on fire. I mean, Jesus. Yet we can't talk here. Come on.
No, I mean, when you put it that way, it makes a lot of sense. But to some, Yzerman will always be on the Detroit Mount Rushmore.
I get scared about projecting 2026, 7, and 8.
I know. It's like saying something bad about Barry Sanders. You can't. Not in this town.
248-539-9797. We'll get with the phone calls. We've got an NFL blitz coming up. We will also, top of the hour, turn our attention to the Lions and the draft in a bit of a different way. We got a lot to do to kick off the week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, about 8 minutes, we'll give you a little football and then definitely turn our attention to the draft. But Kenny watched his playoff hockey, and I did as well this weekend. A lot of NBA and NHL, and I mean, that's what this time of year is for. And you walk away, it's jarring. You're like, damn, if the Wings had made it, yeah, they're not ready for this. And where does it put you with your confidence in the rebuild? That if they're still that far away from a quality standpoint. And again, next year, look, I admit this. I hated what Lalonde said because as the coach of a team, I don't think you should ever say it.
but it doesn't make it wrong on principle. I think it's terrible messaging for your team. What Lalonde said was like, hey, next year, you know, New Jersey had 100 points last year. They're not going to be like this again. You know, these other teams, there's other teams that will improve. So the bottom of the East won't be as bad as it was this year. So the idea is, okay, so if we don't look the part and we can't even guarantee that being this next year gets them in or gets them close, they could be 4-6 points off. Well, then does that change your perspective on the rebuild? So let's knock down some calls, okay, and then we'll get to football. Let's go to Vinny. He's been patient. Vin, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Vinny.
Vinny.
Listen, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Vin. What do you got?
Well, it wasn't just the goal scoring. It was the hitting, the speed of the game. I'm kind of glad we didn't make it. We've been embarrassed.
So does
I watched
it...
almost all the games except for Washington and the Rangers. And the Vancouver game last night against the Predators. I mean, I love the refs are letting them hit like they hit. This is a whole different hockey now. We're probably 5 years away now.
No. All right, hold on. So Vin, I'll ask the question, and we'll disregard the last comment. You're getting emotional.
Okay.
I just want to keep you even, Steven, here. So, Vin, are you more or less confident in the Iser plan after year five?
Less.
Okay.
Less. Did you, the last game when they played Montreal,
yeah,
I turned on CBC, and the guys made a comment of how Yzerman brought in these veterans, but they made rookie mistakes. That's why the Wings were where they were. And I kind of chuckled, but I go, he's right.
It was very interesting when Yzerman made the comment that it's not the system, and he hopes that the staff can teach the players the fundamentals. And I'm like, oh,
and
that's
he kept
not,
saying fundamentals.
That's not a great comment.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, especially when your boss keeps mentioning the same thing 3-4 times, trying to drive the point home. Yeah, you guys aren't doing your job. You're not getting the players to the next level.
No, I watch almost every game except for the Rangers, and I'm telling you, if we would have been there, they would have taken us out in body bags away to hitting and the speed. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and again, maybe the Wings, I mean, I know I can't prove it. Maybe they would have elevated their play too, but hell, they had all these must-win games. 3 out of the 4, I'll reference, they started out like garbage, needing a miracle comeback. You know, down 4-1, down 3-1, mm-hmm, you know, down to Pittsburgh all night. Yes, they opened the Toronto game on fire, and then what happened? Collapse. So I think it's okay to say I'm a little nervous. Now, by the time the summer's over, maybe he spins a gem. Mm-hmm. And maybe we're all excited when they're up in Traverse City in September. But, like, it's okay to say, you
right
know
now
what?
You should be concerned.
I'm a little
and
nervous.
Right, it's okay to be concerned because things aren't going the way that you thought that they would go. And, yeah, it's starting to look more and more like this could be an 8-9 year thing. You don't want to say 10, but it's looking very close.
But here's the problem with your statement that you just made, Mike. There can't be a probably spin and hit on a great guy in a trade. They have to.
Oh, I know that. I know that.
So
but what's interesting is when you read or hear, and again, it could be other shows, it could be the written word, it's this presumption of greatness down the line. And I'm going, all right, when do we get out of that belief structure? Like when you're projecting what you want to be true, not what is true, and it's in the year 2028, you kind of lose me. Whether it's college football, the NBA, NHL, it's so hard year to year. Now, I mean, can you guarantee me for a fifth straight season that their point total increases? I can't make that guarantee today. I would have to see what the summer holds, but it's going to be harder. So let's go to Kevin. I'm rambling.
No, because you got to see who they're going to re-sign, who they're bringing back, who they're letting go.
Kevin, 97.1. What's up, Kev?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. I was a Steve bot up until when they re-signed Rasmussen, which made absolutely no sense. And then the collapse of the offseason, in my opinion, seemed like the team kind of gave up, given the way the games went this week and how fast everybody is, how hard they hit. the Wings would have just been, you know, four and out. They're nowhere near that level yet. But the signing of Rasmussen, you gave him 3.2 over what, 3 years? Who's going to be knocking down their doors to sign him when you have Sider and Raymond that it should be your first and foremost, and then you sign him for 3.2, kind of hamstringing what you're going to be able to do this offseason. So I am now, after listening to the Steve Yzerman conference yesterday, I am extremely skeptical and starting to wonder if he even knows what he really wants to do here, because it doesn't really make any sense to me. You want to make the playoffs, but you trade away your tough guy, in a sense, even though he wasn't getting many minutes. I really don't know, and I'm kind of lost at what he's trying to do. It doesn't really make a lot of sense to me.
No, I think the summer will be telling. I mean, Kev, here's the other thing, is like, if he's up, this is the same thing as Brad Holmes. Brad Holmes, I've never taken offense to it. He's right. You know, you guys, speaking of fans or media or anybody, you don't have the information that we have. Well, you're right. We shouldn't. We also don't get to interview these players. It's the idea that, Kevin, if Yzerman's operating with no pressure and no timeline, the way he's going to operate and the things he's going to do are certainly going to be different from what people like, you know, all of us here or you want. That's my biggest fear.
And then he's going to be like Joe Dumars at the end of his years in Detroit. He's going to be hated, and people are going to kind of just despise him for what he did, even though he won a championship.
Yeah, I was going to say, is listen, in order for that to even take place, I would need to see one championship. Or, if we're being fair, the Pistons won two. I'm disregarding Big Shot Bob. Never should have happened. Never should have happened.
You can't do
I
that.
Will do whatever I want. The point is.
It's like the Dallas game last year.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. Lions won that game. 248-539-9797. Hey, man, it's 2024. If you say something enough, it has to be true, right?
You know what?
I don't see the bill. But or maybe I could get a jailhouse tattoo that says 15-0. At least he left room for the asterisk.
Where's the
Let's bill? Go to Greg, 97-1.
Over here.
Greg, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. I wanted to follow up with Kevin a little bit that, you know, that was one thing. Well, they signed Rasmussen because they had to, because he's the only guy that's over 5'9". And they traded away Klim Kostin for I have no reason why he wanted to be traded, because he wasn't getting playing time. And when he went to San Jose, he tripled the output of DeBrincat. He had like 8 or 9 goals in his short stint with San Jose. I don't understand Yzerman. He's building a team of 3-point shooters. They're all perimeter guys. I'm not talking going back to the 1990s, with, you know, but I'd sure like to see some 6'3" wingers crashing the net on this team.
Yeah, I mean, it's clear they want to build the blue line with size. It's clear the profile of defenseman he's looking for, and that's fine. But no, you're right. Offensively, there's not a lot of identity. Look, I think, Greg, I think the fascinating thing is going to be Kane. What type of deal does he want? How much does he like it here? How much does he want to play with DeBrincat? Because, look, the rest of the league saw that, okay, he has B. Arthur's hip, but he's a point-of-game player. Yep. Someone's going to do something stupid, and that scares me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just, you know, even with DeBrincat, and they're, and the thing that bothers me a little bit, too, is, like, you got Toronto and Boston. Each team called up like 3 young guys this year for injuries and playing time, where we're stuck with Austin Čarnik, who's like 5'8".
Well, the other frustrating thing to me is it seems like the Bruins have had a pair of good goalies for basically a decade, and we don't have one. That's getting a little old in my book, too. Kenny, I gave you the idea last week. I'll say it again to you. You need to go get my guy Varlamov.
I'm taking
or Varlamov.
That Varlamov, yes.
Varley.
Go get him. I'm down.
I'm just saying, we have Sorokin. That's where our future's tied to. You can get Varley. Give us a couple of those sweet, sweet prospects, since the Islanders actually don't have a farm system.
We'll win the trade because you guys never win trades, and then Perfect. Everybody will be happy.
Boom!
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds?
Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Huh? Well, you know what? Funny you mention that. Let's go back into the Wayback Machine. Before we talk about this year's draft, let's go back to the year, let's say 2021. What if I told you that four of the top five quarterbacks selected will no longer be with their teams? Because
they suck.
Zach Wilson has been traded to the Broncos.
Are you kidding me?
I am not.
That's the Broncos' answer. Would they give up a seventh?
Let me look at the details.
Yes, it is a sixth or seventh round selection.
So Trevor Lawrence is the only one of the top five QBs in 2021 still with his original team. Zach Wilson to the Broncos, Trey Lance, Cowboys, Justin Fields, Steelers, Mac Jones to the Jags. So, yeah.
Listen, in the end, while it is surprising, it's not shocking. This is the game you're playing when you're drafting quarterbacks. And I know here it's like, look, we're headed to a draft Thursday, and everyone's like, wow, Caleb Williams. Wow, Jaden Daniels. Wow, JJ. The reality is, maybe one of them turns out to be a star. Maybe one is good. The rest will stink. Mm-hmm. Why do you think we still talk about the 1983 quarterback class?
Yeah.
Where the Jim Kellys and the Marinos and all these great quarterbacks, because that is so rare.
Right. It is very rare. Speaking of quarterbacks, pretty much the consensus, it's Caleb at number one. Is there a consensus at number two?
No. Hell, this weekend you saw Jaden Daniels kind of bemoaning the fact that the Commanders haven't planted a flag. And then the Commanders brought in, all the quarterbacks to have dinner together in some weird Hunger Games twist. Look, if you're asking me, it would seem to be Jaden Daniels, but no, I wouldn't put money on it. Okay. Would you? In your fancy new draft hat?
Yes,
I would. Think I didn't notice that side patch.
Yes. Yeah, I would. I think that he is the number two pick, which leads into the next question then. Not even quarterback exclusive for you and David. Who's the safest prospect? You're a GM. Your job is on the line. Who is the safest, most can't-miss prospect in this draft?
Marvin Harrison. There's just not a knock on the kid. I mean, am I allowed to take a receiver?
Yeah, that's it. Yes, oh, it's not
quarterback. Thank God he didn't say quarterback, because I don't like any of these people. No, I just know my team has to take one. I'd say Marvin Harrison.
Marvin Harrison. David?
It's tough to say this because he's an offensive lineman, but I got to go Joe Alt. He's been talked about as the top offensive tackle for a couple years now going into the draft.
But tackles are brutal.
That's what I'm saying. It's tough to say because of tackles. But
I'm not mad at that comment. Yeah. Notre Dame's got a pretty good pedigree for O-linemen as well.
Now, Fashanu from Penn State?
No, I think Alt has separated himself there.
Okay. Flip side to that.
Uh-oh.
Because there's one every year. Who's the biggest red flag?
Red flag?
The guy that you're like, I don't know.
Hold on.
Biggest risk factor.
Okay. Riskiest prospect?
Yeah.
Okay. Red flag has a negative connotation.
Okay, yes.
Like,
okay.
Riskiest. May have killed someone.
Okay. Riskiest.
Crack dealer.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Won't get caught in a street race. Not that type of thing.
So you're just saying, who is the, like, boom or bust?
Yeah.
Risk?
Risk.
JJ. I think JJ's either going to be a star or be out of the league. Like, I just, it's not, it's... You mentioned Zach Wilson. It's total projection with JJ. I don't have any amount of tape knowing this is what I'm getting. I view JJ very similar to when Mahomes was coming out. Nobody thought Pat Mahomes was this. Mm-hmm. Mahomes was the guy who looked fun throwing 70 yards off his back foot in a 58-55 game at Texas Tech.
Right.
None of that tape was going to transfer.
Can I say Kool-Aid? He keeps falling up and down everybody's draft boards, corners, or boom or bust.
How do you fall up?
Exactly. That's my point.
That's called Lane Kiffin.
About to say, there are people who fall up and they make a career of it.
But he's everywhere. Nobody seems to have a good read on the guy.
Okay. David?
He had my answer. He's okay. Good. Yeah.
Kool-Aid?
Yeah, Kool-Aid would be it. Or Xavier Worthy.
Really? Let me give you another one. Let me give you a guy who seems to be falling. I don't love him. What about Chop? Look, he's not a defensive end. He's more of a, hate to say, like an outside linebacker or a stand-up guy. He's going to have to cover people. He can't set an edge as an NFL player. He's just too tiny. Like, doesn't that end up hurting Chop Robinson?
It does, but I guess I've seen Chop just pretty much from that 23 to the end of the first round, maybe bleeding into the second round.
That's fair. All right. No, fine. That's fine. I guess it was more everyone just thinks he won't be there for the Lions, and I think he will, and I don't think they should take him because he's a different player than really what they need. I digress. More on that probably later in the week.
Yeah, he's not injured.
Rico, come on, dude.
Which team, not in the first round, but just overall, will make a move and surprise you and draft a quarterback? It's not like one of the top three quarterbacks, but what team will, you know what? I did not see that coming. This team, like the Lions when they went and got Hendon Hooker.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I mean, all right, so we have to then eliminate Raiders.
Right, Raiders,
Giants, Broncos.
Yeah, well, the Broncos just got one, but yeah, that still would fall in there. Raiders,
what if
Broncos.
It was like, what if it was Penix in a backup role for a year where there's an aging quarterback? Like, that's the – go ahead, David.
I'm glad you said that. I can't believe I'm going to do this. I'm going to tease a rumor. It is a top 10 team for Penix.
See, go ahead. Kenny, you're going to say something?
No, I was waiting for David to give me his teaser there.
I would say this. For me, Seattle. You're not really sold on Geno Smith long term.
Hometown hero. Geno plays one more year. You could sell tickets. That's for damn sure. Right. You know what? He's not wearing the draft hat because he's pretty. That's a good one. Because I still refuse to accept that they're not rebuilding.
No. So... all right, who's that person that jumps into the top 10 pick? That just, you know what, we didn't see it coming, but all of a sudden, 48 hours, 24 hours outside the draft, they catch fire, and now they're the new hotness.
I mean, the easy one is the one you've been told about for months would be JJ, but I have no handle.
See, I think he's already there. So
okay, so we need some... would Brock Bowers qualify?
Brock Bowers would qualify.
I mean, just a guy with prospect fatigue that really is a special football player, and maybe, like, would it shock me if the Jets took him at 10? No, I'll say Bowers for fun.
Byron Murphy. Wouldn't be surprised if he's the first defensive player taken.
Wow.
Would not be surprised.
I like how David said that so authoritatively. That beats me going, well, for fun, I think Bowers.
See, I wonder if it's just one of the corners. Somebody falls in love with a corner, and the next thing you know, the Jets want to pair him up next to Sauce. And now they got two on an island out there. All right. Final one, guys. Broncos did their reveal today of the uniforms. Mike, you know how you always say, you know what, make it classic, make it a change. They went old school with the orange jersey, and it was Randy Gradishaw was in there with, I think, Patrick Surtain, and they had the D with the horse inside of it.
Yeah, they got the Steve Atwater era. It looks like their third jersey.
But they didn't quite finish the job, so they did a hybrid of their current jerseys with a mixture of the old-school jerseys. Should they have just gone full out old school and just brought that Steve Atwater look back?
Yes.
The old Craig Morton jersey.
Yeah, 100%. These suck. This looks like an Arena Football League.
Yeah, these are very bland.
These are awful.
Right, because when I saw the video, I'm like, okay, bring those back for a game. Wow, these are not the... Yeah, once again, it's like the Detroit sign. You ordered one thing, that's what you got in return.
Yeah, these are bad. The only one I like is the 1977 throwbacks.
So, okay.
The Carl Mecklenburg era. I just, yeah, those are bad.
All right.
I really have nothing more colorful to say.
That is your Blitz 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.